You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Exxaro, listed on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, released their results, and they released those results into the market today. I'm joined on the line by the company's Chief Financial Officer, Riaan Koppeschaar, to take a look at the performance of the company throughout the year. Good evening, Riaan. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with reflections from the year that was. The year obviously characterized with its own challenges and those sorts of things, but how do you reflect on the overall performance of Exxaro?
Yeah, thanks, Jimmy. So firstly, I think it was a very robust performance, taking into account the operating challenges that we experienced. The one obvious one is Transnet performance. But I think you must also view the results and compare it to 2022. Now, 2022 was a year that was characterized by exceptional high coal prices. That was when the Russian-Ukrainian conflict started and Europe bought quite a lot of coal internationally. So the coal price in 2022 peaked at some stage at $400. The average was $251, and in 2023, the average price was only about $120. So that 53% decline obviously fell through to the bottom line, and that is why our revenue and EBITDA numbers decreased.
Riaan, we'll circle back to the global picture and where that stands at the moment. I want to look at the Transnet conversation that you brought up. Obviously, with the operational challenges that Transnet has on the logistics side, that's had a disastrous impact on companies in your space, particularly the coal miners, as exports have declined significantly there. How has the Transnet struggles forced you to make different business decisions? How have they affected production? How have they affected the strategy that the business then uses throughout the year to say, are we going to produce more if we can't get the coal to where it needs to get to?
Yeah, no, so definitely it has a big impact on the way that you operate your mines. You know, you must always be mindful that you don't produce and sit with stocks that you can't move. So at some stage, these logistical challenges will result in you having to throttle down on production. Now, to put it into context, we've done coal exports of 12 million tons before. This year, we only did 5 million tons. So our business is basically configured to do exports of between 8 and 10 million tons per annum. So if you're only able to do half of that, then you start to look at alternative arrangements to move the coal. You know, in 2022, when the coal price was very high, you could rail or truck coal to any port and still make money. But unfortunately, that landscape has now changed with the coal price coming down. So we very selectively need to look at what logistics options we have and whether it makes financial sense, you know, to truck coal to these various destinations.
Speaking of the average coal price, Riaan, you touched on this earlier, saying that it's a very different landscape from what 2022 was, with average prices coming down significantly. How are you reading the coal space at the moment going into the 2024 year and reading global demand? I mean, countries like China, countries in Europe, we've seen that demand has definitely not what it was when the Russia-Ukraine war started, as you mentioned. But how are you guys seeing it going into the new year?
Yeah, so for 2024, we still foresee a very robust demand for coal. If you actually look at 2023, I think it was the most seaborne coal that has ever traded. And we don't see that trend, you know, changing dramatically over the next year or two. So there's definitely a still robust demand from countries like China. India is a big off-taker of South African coal, and then also Southeast Asia, countries like Japan, Korea, and Taiwan. So obviously, we don't think that the price will go back to the levels we saw in 2022. with the Russian-Ukrainian war in full swing. But still, we think the environment is supportive, probably for a coal price of $90 to $100 a ton, which if you are able to get your product to the harbor, you can still make decent money.
Rian, let's move away from the coal for a second and look at some cleaner operations that you guys have, for lack of a better word. The Cenergy business has been doing exceptionally well. I mean, there was huge outlays in terms of capital infrastructure to get everything set up, but to be able to hit gross EBITDA margins of 80% is nothing short of impressive.
Yes, yes. So the energy business is a complete different business than coal mining. So in an energy business, you normally have a big capital outlay right up front. And then during the operation of the business, there's very little operating expenses and very little capex that you need to spend. Hence the very high EBITDA margin that you see. Also, these type of businesses, more because it's very stable, you can put a big amount of project financing into the debt structure. So in the initial years, you use quite a lot of the cash flow to service the debt. But as the debt is being serviced, then the distributions to shareholders will increase.
Let's look at those distributions as we've seen them throughout the year, Rian. Obviously, having to pay dividends out of income reserves is never an ideal situation, but it is important to be able to still have shareholders see that there's a concerted effort to keep them in mind.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, so we've got a very well-defined capital allocation framework in Exxaro, where you know we prioritize returns to shareholders. So hence why we paid a ordinary dividend of 10 rand 10. But we also, what we signaled to the market last year is, for our growth strategy, we're looking to retain net cash of between 12 and 15 billion rand, and to the extent that there is surplus cash, we will look at special distributions. Hence, we also paid the special dividend of 4.72 per share.
Where to from here, Rian, if we have to look at the outlook from a ferrous point of view, from an energy point of view? Exxaro definitely wanting to see better conditions so that the robustness that the business has translates through to the bottom line. But where to from here? Are you flagging anything in particular to be worried about?
No, look, I think, as I say, the coal business on the one side, the Eskom business is a very stable business, you know, so that provides us with a good cushion against volatility on the export side of the business. But yes, I think the one thing that we would like to see is the logistical challenges being addressed. You know, it's not only a concern for Exxaro, it's a concern for the whole of South Africa Inc. To see that network operating at maximum capacity again.
Fix the logistical network. Thank you so much, Rian. We'll leave it at that. That's Rian Koppeschaar, who is the Chief Financial Officer at Exxaro, joining me to reflect on the company's year-end results.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.